Well, it is finally here. The Super Bowl stack, as we take a look at this matchup, San Francisco at Kansas City, that has the Chiefs as a 2.5 point underdog, and the total at 47.5. The computer model has the Chiefs winning this matchup with getting 2.5 at a 61% clip. Okay, let's get into it. San Francisco's 14-5 on the year, 7-2 on the road, 9-10 against the spread, 6-3 on the road against the spread, 8-2 in their last 10, 4-6 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are 14-6, 5-4 at home, 12-8 against the spread, 5-4 at home against the spread, 7-3 in their last 10, 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. Remember, neutral site game, of course, Super Bowl. Just a reminder that we give you the home and the road, basically focusing on a little bit of both of these teams are essentially playing on the road in a neutral site away from home. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Some of the prop matchups to look for, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure that you check on that. Let's make a case for both teams. San Francisco's quarterback Brock Purdy has excelled against the blitz this season. When facing five or more rushers this year, Purdy has led the league in yards per attempt, tied for the NFL in passing touchdowns, and ranked second in passing yards. That bodes well against Kansas City defense that blitzed the fourth highest rate in the league this year. In addition, the Niners have the defense to slow down Travis Kelce, the great Chiefs tight end. This season, the San Francisco allowed just 3.9 yards after the catch per reception to tight ends, which ranks second in the league. The 49ers also gave up 9.4 yards per reception to tight ends, which ranks seventh. Kansas City, the case for them. Defensive tackle Chris Jones is a force up front for Kansas City. 6'6", 310-pound Jones ranks second among all defensive tackles in the NFL this season in sacks at 10.5, quarterback hits in 33, and pressures at 75. For his efforts this season, Jones was named a first-team All-Pro for the second straight year, and he is the most dominant interior player in the game today defensively. In addition, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco enters this game on the roll. The second-year running back out of Rutgers has scored a touchdown in 7 straight games, has 8 touchdowns overall during that stretch, dating back to the regular season. That's the longest active streak in the league. So here's what it comes down to. It is difficult lining up against Patrick Mahomes. And going up against him is very dangerous. If you look at the important factors, best quarterback, Kansas City has it. Better defense, Kansas City has it. More experience and better coach, Kansas City has it. While the Niners are certainly a talented club, it just feels more like Kansas City is a better bet here. The Niners, I could have made the case for them winning the Super Bowl back during the regular season at certain points, but they have not looked good and, quite frankly, were outplayed by both Green Bay and Detroit, who let them off the hook. I know this for certain. They're going to have to play much better to beat Kansas City. You know, better defense, better quarterback, better coach, battle-tested, you know, on a neutral side, you know, a lot of things. I don't think none of that matters. It's the better quarterback, better coach, better defense that I believe in. It doesn't matter if you're better. You have to play better. So let's see if San Francisco can play. In my mind, they'll need to play appreciably better if they're going to win it. I believe the key to this game will come down to whether the 49ers linebackers, particularly Fred Warner, can help defend Travis Kelce, who has been the lifeblood of the offense over the last two playoff wins. I'm actually kind of surprised that Kansas City is an underdog in this game, but it plays in the hands of taking Kansas City. They're 9-0-1 against the spread in his career as an underdog away from Kansas City and 3-0 straight up. Look, as for the coaching head-to-head, Andy Reid is 3-0 against the spread straight up, and Kyle Shanahan and all those victories have been by double digits. Like the Chiefs in this game. They're the better team. They're getting points. They've got the better coach, the better defense, and the better quarterback. Is it going to play out that way? We don't know. That's why we have to play it. But Kansas City, I think, is the team to beat in this game.